condemning the desecration of holy sites in Syria. Just like the rest of the Muslim world, Iranians have come together across the nation to condemn the desecration of the tomb of Hujr ibn Adi, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, by foreign-backed militants in Syria. After Friday prayers in Tehran and other cities, Iranians took to the streets to urge international organizations to protect holy sites in Syria.
Certain Western governments invested in sectarianism and got what they wanted. They managed to divide and rule the Muslim world for a century. They also created Baha'i and Wahhabi sects. But things have changed now. Shias and Sunnis stand united and will never allow terrorists to desecrate holy sites in their names. They will not fall into the trap of sectarianism either.
Syrian armed groups and the self-proclaimed Free Syrian Army exhumed Hujr ibn Adi's tomb on May the 2nd and reportedly took his body to an unknown location. The shocking news triggered angry protests by Shia and Sunni Muslims across the globe. It also forced Iran's foreign ministry to send separate letters to the United Nations, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the UNESCO, urging them to slam the move and come up with legislation on international level to end blasphemy.
Ayatollah Sistani once said, even if terrorists kill half of the Shia population in Iraq, we will never initiate a sectarian war between Shias and Sunnis. This is what we are determined to do. We will never fall into the trap of sectarianism, no matter how many holy sites the terrorists destroy in Syria.
We shouldn't go to the extremes in these circumstances, because enemies could take it for granted. As maintained by our leader, we will only take part in peaceful demonstrations to slam the desecration of holy sites. We will continue to do so on the internet and social networks. We have no intention to give enemies any excuses.
Hujr ibn Adi was also a companion of Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra group fighting the Syrian government has claimed responsibility for the shrine's destruction. The Syrian government says the ongoing chaos is being orchestrated from outside and that many militants are foreign nationals. Damascus also says the West and its regional allies, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, are backing the militants.
More demonstrations like this against the desecration in Syria have also been scheduled for next week in Iran and the rest of the world. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.